So what Texas got was an issue really only a lawyer could love, and that is Title VII's exhaustion requirement. We have a case, Fort Bend County versus Davis, that the court will hear. In fact, we just filed our amicus brief, or will be filing it Monday, asking the question, is Title VII's exhaustion of administrative remedies requirement jurisdictional? Meaning that the court can always consider it. It's not a waivable claims processing rule. And circuit courts are split on this. The Fifth Circuit just decided that it is not jurisdictional. So the NSBA has joined other public entities filing an amicus brief arguing that indeed Congress intended this to be jurisdictional and that we have a sovereign immunity problem if it's not, given the intertangling of all these state laws with the EEOC procedures. So that case, like I said, we are filing our brief on Monday. It'll be heard sometime in April, I believe. So you will get a Texas case in the court. I'm sure you have one every year, but that's your case this year on the school side. We also have another employment case that's been petitioned for cert on a kind of weedy employment issue, and that is whether the Garcetti framework regarding statements or speech as a citizen on a matter of, quote, public concern applies to claims alleging that there was unlawful action based on the employee's association, not just speech. So the Third Circuit has applied a standard that doesn't use the Garcetti sort of conic framework dealing with public concern if it's an association claim, which really muddies the waters. There are a couple of other circuits that have decided along those lines, but not as extreme as the Third Circuit. So we did join with some with the IMLA, the Municipal Lawyers Association, filing an amicus brief supporting the petition here, asking the court to clear this up and saying that really that the Garcetti framework should apply to both speech and association claims. So that is on the way. But the blockbuster case of this year is the census case. And we are actually at the national level, the National School Boards Association, leading the charge on what public education will have to say about this case. So in case you hadn't heard, the Supreme Court is going to hear the question of whether it was appropriate under the Administrative Procedures Act and constitutional principles for this administration to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. After the decision to add that question, there was quite a lot of litigation spawned, as you know, and it has taken a windy but very quick path to the Supreme Court. So right away, when that decision was made, we had no less than six cases filed, California, New York, and Maryland. And the New York case wound its way to the Supreme Court first. And I'm not going to go through all of the procedural steps that happened here. I think what you need to take away from this is that all of the parties involved knew this was going to hit the Supreme Court, and it was just a question of how it could get there before the census forms have to be printed in June. So the New York litigation was able to get to a trial at the end of the year. There was a discovery question as to whether the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, and a DOJ official would have to testify. That actually went up to the Supreme Court earlier, and Justice Ginsburg issued a ruling saying only the DOJ official had to testify, not Ross, at that moment. The district court left its order that Wilbur Ross testify in place, but then they went ahead and had the trial without his testimony, and the district court issued an opinion in January a very stinging opinion, a 277-page opinion, finding that the department had a veritable smorgasbord of violations of the APA. So there is a finding now, a decision by the district court that, and an order that the citizenship question be removed from the census. And that has now proceeded to the Supreme Court. The Solicitor General filed a petition for a writ of certiorari before judgment in late January. That was just granted a couple of weeks ago. And there will be oral argument on this case in April. We expect the court to issue a decision probably early June or in May so that this decision of the printing can be resolved. But of course, the issue for education in this is that all of this evidence that there almost certainly will be an undercount if this question is added. Of course, the litigation has to do with whether this was an arbitrary, capricious sort of decision to add it. Folks who want to see the question added are saying it will help enforce the Voting Rights Act. And so there are lots of conflicting claims. But there is evidence that it will lead to an undercount, and that concerns education because, of course, there could be a devastating effect on funding streams, including Title I. IDEA in a lot of states, and other sort of policy decisions that are made based on census data.